Father, we praise you for another wonderful day you've granted us. This is the day the Lord you have made, and your word declares that we have to rejoice and be glad in it. We commit our devotion this morning into your hands. We pray that the Spirit of God you speak to us, grant us understanding and true revelation of who Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, is. Lord, empower us with this knowledge, O God, so that we will be victorious even on Mount Zion. May your name be praised forever and ever. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, you are welcome once again to the Mount Zion Daily Devotion. Our prayer is that as you open your heart and listen to God and partake in this prayer service, the Lord our God will, through this audio devotional, empower you, enlighten you, and make your life prosperous. Our prayer also is that you will not keep this devotional to yourself, but then you will share it across all your social media platforms to all manner of people across the nations of the world. For we believe this audio devotional will be a blessing to somebody who desired the word of hope, somebody who is looking for salvation, and somebody who is looking for healing. May the Lord bless you as you propagate the gospel by sharing this devotional. This morning, we are still under our theme, You Have Come to Mount Zion. The Lord has declared unto us that Mount Zion is the city of the living God, and there are certain high profile divine personalities that we are meeting on Mount Zion with. And for the past 2 days, one of the key characters or personalities on Mount Zion is no other person than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible referred to him as Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We've learned a lot about her, and we will continue to learn some new things about Jesus, who is on Mount Zion with us. Amen. I want to read from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, reading from 9 to 13, and then 15 to 19. The Bible declares that I, John, your brother, the companion in the suffering and the kingdom, and the patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. Hallelujah. And let us see what John saw when he turned around to see the voice that was speaking to him. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, And among the lampstand was someone like a son of man. Someone like a son of man. Dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white as like wool, as white as snow. He's describing Jesus, the Jesus he saw. His eyes were like blazing fire. I want you to pay particular attention. He's describing Jesus. As I hinted you the other time, I want to see you to see how Jesus looks like in heaven. The actual Jesus who came down to earth and was like a human being. Now he returned to heaven, and this is how he looks like. So let me go back again. It says, I saw among the lampstand someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was like wool, as white as snow. The hair on his head. His eyes were like blazing fire. The eyes of Jesus. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace. That is his feet. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. So when Jesus speaks, you won't hear it like I'm speaking to you normally. The voice was like a sound of rushing water. In his right hand, he held 7 stars. And coming from his mouth, out of his mouth, was a sharp double-edged sword. So when Jesus appears here and he speaks, what comes out of his mouth is a sharp double-edged sword. Every word he utters comes out as a sword which is double-edged. It has 2 sides. Every side will cut. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. The face of Jesus. Anytime you say Jesus, or you call upon his name and he appears, this is what in the realm of the spirit he looks like. His face is like the sun shining in all its brilliance, like the sun shining around 12 midday. Hallelujah. And said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. You can't see him and look at him and be able to stand. He said he fell at his feet as though dead. He collapsed. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And now look, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Therefore write what you have seen, what is now and what will take place. Hallelujah. So this was a picture of Jesus. The Jesus that John, the apostle, saw. And this is the picture of Jesus as he is in the heavenly realms and as he sits at the right hand side of God. The Bible says when he came to this world, he came as a lamp. But now he is no longer the human, part human and part God that we saw. Where anybody could dealt with him. And people could spat on him, people could beat him, people could strike him, people could mock him. Now when we say Jesus, this is the picture of Jesus, the real Jesus, the Jesus we have now. You can't even look at him. His eyes are blazing fire and his face shines like the sun in its full brilliance. And the Bible says that from his mouth comes double-edged sword. Hallelujah. So anytime you call upon Jesus, the Jesus that appear on the scene is the Jesus whose picture I've read to you, whose nature I've read to you. He's so powerful that no man can stand before him. John said that when he saw him, he fell down as if he was dead. I mean, he passed out. He collapsed. And that is why the Bible says, at the mention of his name, every knee bow. Because when you call his name, he appears on the scene. And there's no creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, that can stand before him. They all bow unto him. They all fall prostrate. Because you cannot stand his awesomeness, his might, his power, his glory. You cannot stand before him. And that is the Jesus who is on Mount Zion. That is the Jesus we are having fellowship with on Mount Zion. And this is the Jesus who is our mediator, who stand on our behalf and speak for us, even as a high priest, even in the heaven. May you read over and meditate and get it into your consciousness. If you have such an awesome being, awesome character, awesome person in your court, on your side, in your corner, with you, on Mount Zion with you, if he is by your side, if he is for you, then we can agree with Paul that who can be against you? Mia akula brando siteka lihashuhadia. For there is no creature that can stand before him. They will all fall before him. He is so powerful. He is so awesome. The words of his mouth, the Bible says the sound of his voice is like rushing water. When he speaks, it comes like a current of water, a current of the sea. And you cannot stand. Even his voice will break you down. And behind the voice comes words that are swords, double-edged swords, that has power to cut to the left and to the right. Hallelujah. Therefore, it is indeed true that we are more than conquerors through him, through Jesus. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for Jesus, and we want to thank him for such a wonderful person.